For March the 3rd, 2022, this is Devil Talks Games, episode 224. So, this is my second attempt at recording this episode. I started doing this a couple of days ago, and I was yammering on, and then when I went to check the recording, turned out there wasn't one. So, didn't have time to redo that at the moment. So I'm back here for a second attempt. And what I was saying, I thought I'd get in a little episode because it hasn't been a while, or it has been a while. And I haven't recorded one since Kamigawa Neon Dynasty came out. So I thought I'd get one in. This isn't really focused on that release, but there's a couple of cards in here I think that are from Kamigawa. So I put together a deck. I was actually this started with playing the new runes deck that's become all the craze, the Naya runes deck, and I was really not having any success with it at all. I was just losing left and right, especially to mono white and gruel werewolves, and mono white was just nipping away at my little my enchantments, invalidating them with their aspirant and the brutal cathars, and taxing with the elite spellbinder, and so on, the usual. And the werewolves were just basically steamrolling me before I could get a board presence. And maybe I was just unlucky on my draws, or I was not used to playing it yet, or something. But I got kind of tilted by that, so I thought, let's make a deck where those decks can't really get at all my creatures. Let's make a sneaky creature deck. So I put together a deck based around having lots of sweepers to deal with their creatures, and instead of having my own normal creature cards, I would use the creature lands. I made a deck like this before, and it was going really like back and forth. If I was drawing my sweepers, I could maybe hold my own for a while, and but I wasn't usually not doing enough damage to win. So I thought probably I need some more life gain in here to offset that, and also why not play some Hallowed Haunting? So kind of making a enchantment deck still, using the runes. So I played around a little bit and ended up on a green, white, and black version, and I was having a lot of success with it. I was at an 80% win rate, and that's what I was going to talk about, or did talk about without recording last time. Now that I play the deck some more, my stats are almost reversed. I'm at 38%, so not at all very good, even though it's a lot of fun to play this deck, and I've gotten the sense that I'm doing well, but apparently not. The issue is really that the mana, one of the issues at least that I've realized, is the mana is difficult, because there's a lot of cards that require two white or two black in here. And getting those in time on curve is sometimes, if you don't, then it can be a real problem. So I'm kind of thinking maybe I should trim this down to a two color deck. Well, I'll go through the list as I have as it stands right now, and then I have some ideas of what to change. So, it has, like I said, it's based around the creature lands. So I have three Cave of the Frost Dragon, three Hive of the Eye Tyrant, and two Lair of the Hydra as the main methods of doing damage. But then, of course, some extra damage through four Meathook Massacres. And I also have four Path of Peril and four Doomscar. So 12 sweepers in all. Then I have four Hallowed Haunting. And to boost those, of course, the runes. I have two Rune of Might, two Rune of Mortality, and three Rune of Sustenance. And I started out having a bunch of the, what's it called, not Paladin class, the Cleric class, to gain some extra life. So whenever I would gain a life, I'd gain an additional life was the idea, and to pair that with the Druid class, which is still in the deck. So Druid class gives you a one life every time you play a land, and on level or class, yeah, level two, you can you can play an additional land on the turn, and then the third level turns one of your creature or lands into a creature. So fits the deck fairly well since I don't have any other creatures. But I found that in the end that I needed some more removal, spot removal. So I removed the Cleric class and put in a Circle of Confinement itself. So I had three of those. And I'm also running four Borrowed Time, which is necessary for those. Well, anything that's not a creature, basically. That's the only way I can get rid of those. And also, it pairs well with Hall the Haunting, of course. So, and I don't have all that many three drops, so I thought that would be pretty a good addition as well. I have one, or actually two, Grandmaster Flowers, which I put in here because since it can turn into a creature as well on turn seven, it's it could be a good way to finish off the opponent. And also, I have a single copy of the Monk of the Open Hand, so that's my only real regular creature in the deck. So I can pull that out with the Grandmaster if I feel like it as well, especially if the opponent doesn't have any creatures. So, so that's pretty much the list. I have from Kamigawa, I just have two of the new legendary lands. So I have one Iganjo, Seat of the Empire, and one Besiju Who Endures. So the Besiju is a good way to take out a creature land that the opponent might have. Although I could use some more of these. I put this in because I had a Field of Ruin, but because of the mono issues, I didn't really work to have a colorless land in the deck. It was becoming kind of a hassle. But I found in my last match that I played, I actually lost, fell on my own sword in a way. I lost to an opponent, Hive of the Eye Tyrants, since I didn't really have a good method of taking them out. And they had a lot of spot removal, so they could take care of my creature lands as I was attacking. I think I wasn't playing all that well either. I was saying on the last recording that you really need to play this deck, like, just keep sweeping the board and taking a few hits in the beginning until you dwindle down your opponent's hand, hopefully. And then when they're either tapped out or they don't have any cards, then you start attacking with your creature lands when you're sure they're safe. Didn't do that here. I was a bit too cocky. I thought I had the game, and I started attacking with my creature lands, and they started dying, and then things turned around on me, and I was on my back, on the back foot, and just got destroyed in the end. But so anyway, the idea, what I'm thinking about doing is, because of the issues with the mana, I've been trying messing around with different combinations of lands. I had the green white and green black lazy lands in here a while, but I turned out I had just too many lands that came in tapped, especially with all the creature lands. If you don't play them on turn one or two, then they'll come in tapped. So quite often I'd get the lazy lands first, and then I'd get the creature lands after, and I was just having to wait on my lands untapping. So I removed those and put in some pathways instead. But still having the issue with not getting the right lands when I need them. So I'm thinking maybe I remove the green. Haven't found that the Hydra, the Hydra has been all that helpful or necessary. So maybe I remove those, and I could do without the Rune of Might, just get a couple extra of the other runes, or maybe not do that at all, and find some other card to put in here instead. Thinking maybe I could do with even more sweepers. I'm thinking the Blood on the Sand doesn't really fit this deck, since I don't have very much to get back. And it would require quite a lot of snow lands, and I want to kind of make sure I have all the dual lands I can have. So maybe instead I'll go with the what's that called? The white one that forces you to sacrifice a number of creatures. Could be that. We'll see. But maybe I'll try to go that back to black and white, and skip the green. Druid class, it's nice, but not nice enough to warrant the third color. So I could do without Druid class and Rune of Might. So we'll see. I'm not ready to give up on this deck yet. I think I should. It has potential. I wonder if I remove the Druid class and the Rune of Might. That's five cards. Maybe I'll. Not really sure what the best. Maybe I'll put in two sweepers. And maybe I should put in a couple of Lolths. I don't know. Maybe that's the way to go. We'll see. I'm not quite sure. But anyway, I think that's all I have for now. Little update on that deck. I'll get back to on how it progresses.